Done us well. As a church, you have done us well. Father, we are here this morning in thanksgiving to you for all that you have done for us as a church in keeping, strengthening, and preserving all our intents. Father, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. And as we look briefly into your word, we pray that you speak to us. Open our eyes, O God, our Father, to understand that you are our help. And grant, O God, that Father, we will always access this help. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I hear the church shout a thunderous amen?
Amen.
Shake hands with 5 persons. Tell them congratulations. If you are an intern in the house, can I hear you shout hallelujah? Praise God. All right, it's a good shout. But if you don't mind, all the interns, can you stand? Can you stand? Let's recognize you. Let's celebrate them. Yeah, let's celebrate them. Let's celebrate them. Okay, all of you stretch forward your hand like this. All the interns. One hand, your right hand. Just stretch your right hand forward. Let me do like Pastor. I'm shaking all of you now, you see. High five, high five. I'm giving everybody high five, high five. Oh yeah, take your high five. You better take it now. Take your high five. Take your high five. Hallelujah. Congratulations. God bless you in Jesus' name. You may be seated. God bless you. You know, the good thing about this life is that life is in stages. There's always a time for everything. And yesterday, it was a time for you to be called interns. Tomorrow, you'll be called ex-interns, former interns. And then some of you will be called coppers shortly. And then after that, you become a resident. Abby? Uh-huh. And before you know, some of you are already fathers and mothers. Those who are not, before you know, you are fathers. Pastor, I'm so happy because very shortly, I'll be traveling over by the country, attending weddings. Yeah. I'll be going for wedding. None of your wedding, why go come for road? Though. I know they use road. Now flight. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. The good thing is that I was once an intern also. And the sweet thing about it is that I served here as an intern. Several years back. And not only that, I served here again as a copper. And I'm serving here as a staff. And I'm serving here as a pastor. Praise God. Let me just say a word of prophecy for those that felt they have a kind of delay in their lives. God has a mechanism in his kingdom wherein he brings about restoration. God can compress your blessings and make what you would have achieved in 5 years that you achieved them in just a year. He has the ability to do that. And for somebody here who thought you have been delayed or you wasted so much time, like Sister Faith was testifying. She looked for internship for... How many applications did you say you made, Sister Faith? 14. Wow. 14. Praise God. Interns, are you hearing me? I say praise God. You know, today is for you. And finally, she got one. Me too, when I was looking for internship, I did several applications. And then when the due time came, I got double. I got one in Federal Medical Center, Kefi, and in National Hospital. The same day I was called for both. I was living in Abuja, and then I was considering, I don't like stress. I look for the one that I will be less stressful. And that was how I landed in FMC Kefi. And it was a good choice. That I'm still here is a good choice. See, God will help you to make the right choice. It's very important that you make the right choice. And as you are living, even before I go into the word, don't rush into anything. Allow God to lead you. Allow God to lead you. When I was living NYSA, I had a job with a company, and I was to travel to Germany for training. And I went home after I have gone to the airport. We have done everything, visa, blah, 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 and everything. I came home. I was sleeping that night, and something just woke me up to pray. And I started praying, and I heard something right deep in me. That is not my plan for your life. I did not understand. It was good. A copper. I've not even finished NYSC, and they are giving me an offer. You are telling me it's not your plan. Which guy know your plan? God, this one must be your plan. This demon, I bind you and I cast you. Praise God. Church, praise the Lord. But I summed up courage. I said, God, if it is you, then I will obey. And then something happened. The person called me the next day. He said, you have to come to the office today in Abuja, in this place, so that you sign your bond. You know bond, right? Yes. For the number of years. After the training, you will not seek for any job. We are paying you this amount. You will not seek for increase. I say, okay, that's why God said I should not go. I said, this is an indication that God was warning me about. But you see, God has a way of doing things. He just changed everything. I pray for somebody here that God will direct you. The Lord will lead you. All our intents, you will not fall prey to the devil in the name of Jesus. This morning, we are looking at Eliezer. Some people call it Eliezer. And some call it Eliezer. And there are others that call it Eliezer. All is correct. It's the same thing. Even in the Bible, the spellings are different. It's one of the names of God. Alright? Eliezer. It's one of the names of God. Just like we have El Shaddai, Elohim, El Olam, and so on. El in Hebrew is God. And if you look at the names of my children, all of them, some people don't have no notice that all of them start with God or end with God. That's how their names are. All of them have EL in their names. So, El stands for God. Eliezer stands for help. So, if you put those two words together, like we have here, Eliezer is God, my help. Not my helper. God, my help. God, my helper is Eliezer. If you look at verse 1 of that scripture, 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1. One of the grandsons of Aaron is called Eliezer. Verse 1. It's called Eliezer. He said, then the men of Kiriath-Jearim came and took the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab on the hill and consecrated Eliezer, his son. That is, God is my helper. God is my helper. Eliezer. But Eliezer means God my help. God will be somebody's help. It's just like sometimes we pray and say, God will protect me. God does not just protect us. God is our what? Protection. He is our protection. For example, if I say that my daddy will protect me, it means my daddy can send soldiers or can come and stand and, you know, but God himself is our protection. When we are in him, we are secured. Nothing comes there. Nothing comes there. He doesn't need soldiers to guard you. He doesn't need, to build fences around us. Once we are in him, we are protected. So once we are in him, we are helped. Somebody is already being helped in Jesus' name. So we read that scripture, 1 Samuel chapter 7, from verse 8. But let me just pick a few verses. From verse 11. He said, and the men of Israel. Okay, let me read verse 10. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. I pray for somebody this morning. The Lord will thunder over your enemies. Ah, that amen is not born again. I said the Lord will thunder over your enemies. Everything that is standing as a mountain on your path, this day the Lord will thunder over them in the name of Jesus. And it did not just end there. The Bible said in verse 11, and the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethkar. Whatever is chasing you after this meeting, as God turns around your captivity, and because God is your help, you are going to chase what is chasing you. That's what happened to them. And the Bible says they overcame their enemy because God was their help. And then they took a stone. Samuel took a stone, built an altar, and called it Ebenezer, stone of help. That's the meaning of Ebenezer, stone of help. So he called it stone of help. Remember, the Bible calls God what? Rock. Rock of what? Ages. So he is our rock of help, our stone of help, our Ebenezer. If God is your Ebenezer, say amen. Amen. So quickly, let me just share a few thoughts with us, because our time is fast spent, and then we'll pray. When we talk about the help of God, or God is my help, what do we really mean? What are the dimensions of God's help? What constitutes the help of God? Number one, the help of God can come in form of support or assistance. Support or assistance. Support or assistance. Media, you helped me very fast this morning. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 14. The help of God can come in form of support and assistance. It says, fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Support and assistance is a form of help. This morning is going to be a teaching and a prophetic service, because our intents are going. I speak over your life. As you live here, God will help you. Every assistance you need to go forward, the Lord will provide for you in the name of Jesus. Every support you need, the Lord will give it to you in the name of Jesus. The help of God, number two, can come in form of strength and empowerment. Strength and empowerment. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 25 to 31. Isaiah 40, 25 to 31. Isaiah 40, 25. He said, to whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal? Said the Holy One, 26. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their host by number? He called them all by names, by the greatness of their might. Now take us to verse 30, please. Verse 30. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. God will renew your strength. I say the Lord will renew your strength. The Lord God Almighty will empower you. That is help. When God empowers an individual, God has helped that fellow. Where our brother read when he was praying in the book of Acts, Paul said he obtained help. And that help came in form of the Holy Ghost. An empowerment. Jesus speaking to the people, he said, ye shall receive help. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is come. And he will be your helper. That's what he said. He said, the Holy Ghost, who is your helper?
So help comes in form of empowerment. It can be spiritual empowerment. It can be physical empowerment. It can be financial empowerment. Receive your empowerment this morning in the name of Jesus. Help can also come, number three, in form of salvation and deliverance. Salvation in the Old Testament is always seen as deliverance or rescue. Salvation is interpreted in the Old Testament as deliverance. When God rescued the people of Israel from Egypt, say he gave them salvation. It was a picture of what Christ was to do for us. Bringing us out of the Egypt of sin and translating us into the kingdom of light. So God can give you help in form of rescue, just like he gave to the Israelites from our text. Rescue from our enemies. Rescue from the wicked one. Exodus chapter 18 and verse 4. Exodus 18 verse 4. He said, and the name of the other was Eliezer. That's the son of Moses. For he said, the God of my father was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. The God of my father was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. I pray for you, the Lord will deliver you from every sword. That amen doesn't look like somebody who is in church. Amen. Delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. I thank God for this set of intents, sir. It became almost like a norm in my department. My brother is here, Manji. Every set, we bury our intents. In fact, there was one that came to work in the morning, went behind, slept in the office here and died. And died. Before we could carry him from the office here to A&E, was confirmed dead. And then we started praying, God, this must stop. It's not normal. Thank God for this said that God kept all of you alive. You are going forward. And may I say to you, your tomorrow shall be very alright. Praise God. So help can come in form of deliverance or rescue from the enemy. Deliverance or rescue from the enemy. The character of God's help. The character of God's help. Let me share a few thoughts with us on how God helps. Looks like. God's help is the best help anyone can receive on the face of the earth. The best. There are different kinds of help that men can receive. But God's help is the best. Even if you didn't go with anything this morning, just go home with this, that God's help is the best help. Psalm 121 and verse 1 say, I lift my eyes to the hills. Can my help come from the hills? It's like a question. You say, my help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Give us that scripture in NIV. My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. There are so many hills that men look up to for help. Oh, time will fail me to share some hills I was looking up to one time. It can be the heel of an uncle. It can be even the heel of a friend. It can be a mountain that you trust so much. Heel there represents where you put your trust. He said, I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? Can my help come from the hills? When I finish NYSC, let me share this short testimony. Huh? I had an uncle, he was the chairman of National Population Commission in Abuja. I had another uncle, he was in the Senate. All of them, our houses are like this back home. So I said, this one, I'll just walk into their office, they will just give me a note, I'll get a job. Praise the name of the Lord. Church, praise the Lord. So I went to the one in national population. I dressed very well. I wear my tie. I entered his office. I introduced myself. He said, where have you been? I said, I've been living my life. He said, you are welcome. Sit down. All the normal pleasantries, they do them. I sat. He said, what did you study? I told him. Oh, Wow, wonderful. What grade did you come out? I told him. He said, wow, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Bring your credential. Bring. I've been looking for people like this. Bring. Ah, sharp, sharp. The credential, they always dey phone now. Ah, he said, I want you to come back in 2 days' time. You have your job. I said, yes, sir. 2 days' time, I went. Ha! Isaac, you're welcome. Please sit and wait for me. I waited from morning till evening. I don't know the door when he passed. I said, no problem. Maybe he's busy. I trekked, left again, came back to where I was staying in Nyanya. The next day, I went again. You don't get tired with that kind of going. You don't get tired. I went again. And before I know, the mountain was becoming a hill. From a hill, it became a valley. From a valley, it's getting to become a very deep pit that I was scared of entering. I said, this hill, no, they walk. Make I change hill. I now change to another hill, the one in the Senate. I just sent him a text message. He replied me immediately. He said, okay, don't worry, I'm going to send it to this person. I said, yes, sir. In fact, that text message almost put me for trouble. Let me leave the details. Let me cut the testimony short. But you know what? I got to a point, and one day I was in my room. I said, God, I have missed it. I have missed it. If you told me not to take this job, why can't I trust you for the one you want to give to me? Why am I going to these people? I said, I know they go again. I locked myself up in the room for 2 days. After I finished praying, he gave me a direction to somebody. He said, go to this person and see him. I have never known that person in my life. But I walked to the person. I greeted him. He said, how are you? I said, fine. He said, you're welcome. I introduced myself and what I... It's okay. He said, do you know that I'm going to one place they call Kefi? Will you like to walk in that place? I said, yes, sir. He said, do you know the place? It's in the Noto. I said, yes, I know the place. He said, you know the place? I said, yes, I know the place. He said, okay. If you know the place, then you have a job there. Call me next week and you have a job. Next week, I did not even call him. He came by himself and called me. He said, come to my house and pick your appointment letter. I said, appointment letter like that. Praise the name of the Lord. I say, praise the name of the Lord. And this appointment letter, I get them as far as Cross River for Calabar. I was sleeping when he called me to. On Sunday morning, I just went, I saw the appointment letter. I came back home. I told my people, I said, I've gotten a job. He said, and so did they get a job. You don't go anywhere. Where did you get the job? I said, in Nasarawa State. How? I said, God. I want to speak to somebody here. God's help is the best help. He said, I look to the hill. Can my help come from the hills? He said, my help cometh from the Lord. May the Lord help you. May the Lord be your Eliza. The help of God is ever present, number two, and all sufficient. God's help is ever present. And his help is all sufficient. Ever present. Psalm 46 verse 1. God's help is ever present and all sufficient. He said, God is our refuge and strength, an ever present help in trouble. Ever present help. You know what? When I was just thinking about this, I just thought that there are some people that can help you, but they are nowhere to be found. And there are some people that are present and can help you, but cannot help you, but will not help you. They have the ability to, but will not. So they are present, but they can't help. And those that can help are not present. Have you been in trouble? And then you recall that the only person that you know that would have helped you out of this trouble is dead. The only person you know. Oh, we don't have time. This life you are seeing here is a life that has been helped by God. I don't know about you, but I know from the very little details of my life, it has been the help of God. That you look to the left, you look to the right, and all those you would have called, they are all unreachable, uncallable. And then the only place you know you can ring your phone and he will answer is up. And there's one thing about this God that is up. There's no time that his number is busy. No matter how many people are calling him, he still has a phone line that is open just for you. If you are that person, say amen. Amen. Just for you. Just for you. And that line is never busy. A very present help. So his help is present. And his help is sufficient. Sometimes somebody can help you and the help is not sufficient. Abi? Yeah, it's not sufficient. You say, oh, I am looking for, like the one pastor gave for somewhere. I'm looking for 1 million. And somebody give you 10,000 naira. Has the person not helped you? At least you are looking for how much now? You see, even to call what is left is very difficult. But you see, the person helped, but the help is not what? It's not sufficient. But sir, God's help is not only sufficient. God's help is always abundant, more than enough. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, he introduced himself to Abraham as the God that is more than enough. He said, I am God Almighty. The Hebrew is El Shaddai. God who is more than enough. And those who are scholars, when they are interpreting that scripture, the word El Shaddai, they said El Shaddai means the breast of a feeding mother. You see, the milk never runs dry. No matter how many children suck, it will always produce milk. Enough. Enough. That's El Shaddai. God who is more than enough. His help is more than enough. His help is sufficient. His help is present. The help of God, number 3, is the cure for the fear of evil and the shield from the heart of the enemy. If God helps you, no man can hurt you. Kai, may the Lord help somebody. It's the cure for the fear of evil and the shield from the heart of the enemy. God cannot help you and then you'll be in danger of the enemy. No, it's not possible. When God helps you, he helps you. His help is all around. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear not. I love that scripture. I love it. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Somebody say amen. I don't know if that scripture is just talking to me alone. I speak to all the interns here this morning. The Lord say he will help you. The Lord say you should not be afraid. The Lord say he will uphold you with his right hand of righteousness. You don't need to be scared. Number 4. The help of God is the key to victory in the battles of life. Hear me, church. You cannot be helped by God and be a loser in life. No, it's not possible. It's the key to victories in life. You can't be helped by God and be a loser. You can't. Every man that is helped by God is a victor. And so be a victor. Psalm 89 verse 19. Psalm 89 verse 19. Then thou speakest in visions to thy holy one and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. God has laid help for somebody here. If you are that one, lift up your right hand and shout a thunderous amen. Amen. I have laid help. I have kept help up. Number 5. The help of God is the key to the health of man. If God helps you, no sickness comes close to you. It's the key to the health of man. Psalm 42 and verse 5. The help of God is the key to the health of man. Psalm 42 verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. For the help of you. Give us 43. Give us Psalm 43 verse 5 still. Psalm 43 verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. When God helps a man, your health will be secured. In fact, even the sick need help. And that help can only come from God. I discovered that, Sama, there is nobody on earth you are seeing that doesn't need help. It's just that the kind of help we need differ. Everybody needs help. You say, oh, what about those who are living in glass houses? Let me shock you. The president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria needs help more than you. Right now, he doesn't know how to fix the things that are falling apart. They need help. You need help. I need help. And the only best, true, sustainable source of help is Jehovah. Everybody needs help.
Let me wrap up in 5 minutes.
How do I secure the help of God? How can I secure the help of God? Okay, we all know we need God's help. It's something that everybody knows. God is help. God can help. God has the ability to help. But the problem is, a lot of people don't know how to secure God's help. And let me just give us just 5 points on how to secure his help. Number one, quickly. Number one, personal helplessness.
See what is this helping?
Yes. That's the first key to securing the help of God. Personal helplessness. I've heard people over time say, God helps those who help themselves, sir. God help those who are helpless. God help those who cannot help themselves. He takes delight in helping people who cannot not help themselves at all. Personal helplessness is the first key to securing the help of God. The first key. Let me show you. We read one of those scriptures, Isaiah chapter 41, right? Verse 14. Isaiah 41, 14. It says, fear thou, fear not, thou what? Church, read it with me. Thou what? Worm who? How did the Bible describe Jacob? Talk to me now. Worm. What is worm? What is worm? You know worm? Okay, let's pick one of the worms so that we know. You know earthworm? Earthworm is one of the most helpless creatures on earth. It doesn't bite. It cannot fight. It doesn't stink. Doesn't even have hair. No shell. No eye. Guy is blind. But the guy still fits. The guy still grows. The guy still walks. The guy still visits. And the guy still marries. With all its weaknesses, it lives till old age. If you don't crush it before he die. Who the helper? And the Bible described Jacob as that earthworm. A helpless fellow. Hear me. The Bible says, he resists the proud, but gives grace to who? The helpless. The humble. The downtrodden. I don't know, but there's something about God that when men put you down, shamify you, reproach you, and cast you out, that is when God shows up. Hear me. Don't try to put anybody down because you are just inviting God to help the fellow. You are just inviting God to help the fellow. So number one, you must come to a state of realization that you cannot help yourself. No man can help you. No force can help you. No power can help you. I was talking with a friend of mine in the UK. He said, Kai, you see, I would like to visit that country, but the insecurity is just something that is scaring me. And I asked him, I said, when we're here, we don't die all.
We never die. Oh.
Sir, man, if you can realize that you have no might of your own, that is when God will give you strength. He said he increases strength to him that has no might.
If you are being blessed this morning, say amen. Amen.
Number two, intense prayerfulness. Intense prayerfulness. Prayer is a channel to which we access the help of God. If you can cry in the place of prayer, help is closer than you think. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, the Bible says, come into his throne, the throne of grace, with boldness, where you shall, do what? That you may obtain mercy and find to do what? To help in time of. So there are two instruments to God's help. One is called grace. The other one is called what? Mercy. A man that is grace of God, don't fight him, because you'll be fighting yourself. Because a man is helped of God. And when God helps a man, he fights his enemies. He fights his enemies. Where you shall find grace, obtain mercy and find grace to help. Find grace to help. I pray for every one of us, and especially for our intern. As you leave this, your year of internship, you will obtain mercy. You will find grace. But how do you obtain mercy and find grace? He said you should come boldly to the throne of grace. That is prayer. That is prayer. Maybe I should add a few scriptures to us, even though our time is gone. Psalm 50 verse 15. Psalm 50 verse 15. You can give us that. And Psalm 91 verse 15. Let's take 50, 15. He said, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Call upon me. Prayer is the channel to which we receive help from God. Those who don't like praying cannot access the help of God. Things are not working in your life, sir. You are sleeping all night and you say you don't believe in midnight prayer. You are wasting your time. Before you see a man of God come and say, I don't believe in midnight prayer, ask him when he was young what he was doing. Now he is old. You want him to be praying at night? He has paid his due. Don't follow him. You have a life to fight for. You have a destiny to fight for. Somebody said, I don't believe in too much fasting. Ask him when he was in the university how much he fasted. Now things are working. He no longer believes in too much fasting. Of course, he won't believe in too much fasting now. You don't settle your own matter. Allow me. Let me settle my own. In prayer and in fasting. If you are with me, say amen. Some of us came from very terrible homes that it only took the mercy and the help of God to break out of some nonsense. And then you tell me I should not pray at night. You are wasting your time, because I have seen what midnight prayer did in my life. You see, some people are born with silver spoon. Some of us are born with no spoon. Not even plastic or wooden spoon. No spoon. So we use our hand to chop. And we are struggling to move from spoon of plastic to wooden to before we reach silver. And you are telling me not to pray. The only place you can be so rugged and naked before God and not ashamed is on your knees. That is where you can cry and say, Lord, if you don't help me, nobody can. You know, when you come here to church sometimes and you want to cry, people will look at you and say, that one, I was in the one form. But you see, on your knees, nobody is seeing you. You can groan and cry and you get up, you wash your face. But when you come out of that prayer, you are coming out, somebody will look at you and say, where did you go to? The way you are looking, you were not like this before. Because there's a glory you will carry when you tarry in his presence. Prayer is a channel to access God's help. Paul and Silas, the Bible said they prayed. And God showed up in their prison cell. His help showed up at night and broke their chains. If you will pray, his help will locate you. Number three. Absolute hopefulness in God's help. Absolute hopefulness in God's help. Psalm 42 verse 5. Quickly. Psalm 42 verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. For the sake of time, you can go home, read Psalm 71 verse 14. Lamentation chapter 3 verse 24 to 26. Lamentation chapter 3 verse 24 to 26. There's a connection between hope in God and help from God. I'll say that again. There's a connection between hope in God and help from God. They that hope in the Lord will always receive help from God. You say, oh, Pastor, why are you talking about hope instead of faith? Yes, I will get to faith. But you see, hope is the foundation of faith. Hope is the anchor of faith. The Bible starts speaking about Abraham in the book of Romans chapter 4. He said, who against hope believed in hope. Faith has nothing to hold on to except that which hope is keeping in view. And then faith is dragging it to now. Now faith is the substance of things what? Hope for. What is hope? Hope is a strong expectation that God will come through for you. Strong expectation. Strong expectation. That is hope. Strong expectation. Say, no matter what, God will show up in my case. Oh, I like somebody like Job. He said, though he slays me, I will yet trust him. Number 4, as we wrap up. Unshakable confidence in the ability and capacity of God to help. Unshakable confidence in the ability and capacity of God to help. Believe it with the whole of your heart that God can help me. God can help me. Unshakable confidence in the ability and capability of God to help. I told us last Sunday, faith is the practical confidence that God is absolutely what he says he is, and he can do absolutely what he says he can do. God is who he says he is, and he can do whatever he says he can do. And he's telling somebody who is under the sound of my voice this morning, he said, I will help you. Fear not, I will help you. I will help you. Finally, this morning, how do I assess the help of God? Through a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. As Samuel was offering God a sacrifice, the Philistines drew near. And when God smelled the sweet aroma from the sacrifice, he thundered from heaven and defeated the Philistines. A sacrifice of praise. A sacrifice of thanksgiving. Samuel was slaughtering a bullock or a bull or a sheep or a ram. Whatever he was using for sacrifice. But today the Bible says God does not need that. God needs the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. Please turn with me quickly. Let's read this final scripture. Psalm 69 verse 30 and 31. Psalm 69, 30 and 31. Sorry for taking a little of our time. Psalm 69 verse 30. He said, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. 31 quickly. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull which has horns and hoofs. There is no sacrifice that pleases God like a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. I think it's in Psalm 22 and verse 3. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of his children. So when you praise God and give him time, he comes in. And when God comes to inhabit his praises, what does he do? He leaves behind his help. God cannot visit you to enjoy praises that you are giving to him and he will not help you. Check all the people that brought God down through praises. They were marvelously helped by God. Turn to somebody, tell the person, I am a person marvelously helped by a marvelous God. If you believe that, let me hear you say amen. Elsa, it surround me like a shield, and you will cover me from now. Now let's call it. 1, 2, go. That's how we will be singing it henceforth. It will cover me from now until the day. For the last time. 1, 2, go. Thank you. God bless you. Let's rise to our feet. There's a prayer I want to pray for us. For as many that believe it, you shall receive it. Maybe you pray this prayer after me. You just pray this prayer after me. It's taken from Psalm 121. You just say it after me. Say, God will guard and guide me. He will never let me stumble or fall. God is my keeper. He will never forget nor ignore me. He will never slumber nor sleep. He is the guardian God for me and my family. God himself will watch over me. He is always at my side to shelter me safely in his presence. He is protecting me from all danger, both day and night. He will keep me from every form of evil or calamity as he continuously watches over me. I will be guarded by God himself. I will be safe when I leave my home, and safely I will return. He will protect me now, and he will protect me forevermore. And the church will shout a thunderous amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus.